Hey guys, Dil here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.
Hey, Danny, how are you, my boy?
Hello, my friend. Been a couple of weeks. A lot's happening here. I mean, I just look at you and I think, you poor little man, stuck in the grind, driving in traffic, stuck in work day to day. Hello, employees. Yes, I'm the boss. Sit down, send email. Me. Look, yes, I'm a working class man and I'm out here. I'm just living la vida loca.
I don't think that's what they say in Italy, to be completely honest. Mate, am I picking up a little twang
you would be.
In your voice?
You would be picking up a little Italian
well, twang?
Yeah. Well, Dil, sometimes you come here and you would pick up a twang. That is correct.
Yeah, not sure if that's appropriate. Mate, by the way, do we want to address the fact that, you know, sort of we were recording the podcast as normal. All of a sudden, you know, you just fly away to Italy, not really telling anyone where you're going or give us any indication of when you're coming back. Do you want to talk about that or just completely ignore that for the audience?
I think the thing we will do here is we'll always keep people on their toes. Now, I think we both agree that we promise a lot of things and we don't normally do most of it. So sometimes we'll just stop recording for a couple of weeks just cause.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to engage the community. And I suppose that's where GMZ is at as a community. But Priority Pick, I've been watching a lot of content for you all. But no, I've missed you, mate. I bloody missed you. It's good to be back. It's good to be chatting. And I might just say this, for example, the fact that, yes, you haven't been on the podcast, but my Lord, you have been vocal on social media.
Yep.
You have made a couple of,
yep.
I don't know what it is. Maybe you've been away and you've just sort of thought, you know what? Fuck everyone. And you just thought, I'm going to just make as many enemies as possible back home. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to start just absolutely tearing down the Australian media landscape. And my friend, I think you're doing that.
Me and Caroline Wilson just going to town, everyone. We've teamed up. We've formed a partnership. And we've said, you know what? Time to bring every journalist down. No, mate, there's something in the Italian water here. I don't know what's happening. I think I joined the mob last night. Like, I had a few beers and one thing led to another. And then we're in a dark alley trying to knock someone off. So I'm not really sure what's happening over here, but there's a lot happening. I'm just a passionate supporter of sport and people, okay? And I think that sometimes gets the better of me. So I apologize. I haven't insulted you yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
It's coming. You do realize as well, you know, you're only over there for a little bit longer. It's not like you are actually going to be coming back and living in this city. So has that crossed your mind that you will actually be coming back and you're going to have to sort of run into a few of the people you've been sort of talking about while you've been overseas?
Not yet.
Is that coming to your head yet to the fact that we will be just commencing life as it was before you went away? And yeah, you're going to have to probably face some music on a few of those things. Oh, not really.
Now that you mention it, I haven't really thought about that. So I will be coming home to a lot of burnt bridges. If we can get, you know, the CFA out there to put those bridges out, that'd be awesome. But no, thank you for reminding me of that. Maybe I'll do an apology video on the flight back home, which I am back next Monday.
So you've been living over there in Europe for a while now. What's it like living overseas?
Mate, it's great. The locals have made me feel like one of their own, you know. I walk down the street and they cheer me on and I showed them a few of my highlights. They said, listen, I am the Messi of essentially the Australian Football League. I've retired here to enjoy my retirement. And they say, mate, you're a legend. They try to carry me down the street, but obviously I'm 6'7", 100 kilos, and the Italians, they're quite short in stature, so that didn't really work. But we keep trying every afternoon. We keep trying to put me on their shoulders and walk down the street as they rejoice. So I'm loving it, mate. I'm loving it. And how was your trip? You went overseas. You went to Cobram Estate. I'm guessing that was similar?
Yeah, it was. It was similar. I actually flew in a private jet. It was very awkward for me just being, you know, an associate of yours. And I, as you would know, and I'm sure you definitely agree, you know, I definitely don't make excuses for you. I say, hey, don't talk about my friend like that. Yes, he's tall, he's ugly, he says some things, he's got anxiety, and he definitely is a... is a good guy that I agree with everything he says. And don't, hey, Gary, don't talk about Dan like that. That's not cool. So I was definitely backing you up, mate. I wasn't talking shit about you with all those guys over there. So don't, no stress at all on that one. But yeah, so, you know, you're in Italy doing it there. I'm in Victoria here hanging out with, you know, GL, Gary Lyon, Nick Riewoldt,
Rick,
Eric Banner.
Wow.
Another guy I was with. Yeah.
Fev.
Yeah, Fev. Fev. Gee, I tell you what, if Fev starts giving out any more goal advice down here, mate, I'm going to spew. Fev, you kicked 100 14 years ago, mate. Okay? Relax. I'm going to have to say, and he didn't even kick 100, Fev. You kicked 99. All right, mate? So relax,
oh,
okay?
That's great.
I kicked 3 on the G once, all right? I'm just as qualified to give out goal kicking advice as you are. So let's speak about the Blues just off the top, mate. Mm. There's everyone left, right, and centre has been giving Harry advice on how to kick goals. What do you think? What's got to happen?
Well, goal kicking, it's a simple thing, Dil. You know, you and I, we spend some time in the system and every session, you and I, you'd ping him at me, and you, as you know, I'd be like Rick Riewoldt. I'd come out and take him out in front of the eyes, and I'd go back and I'd go through my routine, and I'd say, "Listen, this routine isn't going to change. It's going to stay the same. Even if I miss, if I kick him, I'm gonna clunk him like a Rick Riewoldt. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna pick a target behind the goals, and I'm gonna run towards that target, and I'm gonna put the goal through." Look, Harry, there must be a lot of messages going through poor Harry's head because he doesn't know which goals. Which at the moment, the poor fella. But I do feel for him. I mean, you can't win. You miss. It's actually bad now. It's got to a point where if he misses his first shot of the game, look out. Like, it's a bad day. So I do feel for the big fella.
It's hard at the moment. We love H. We love big H, man. Hope that he can get right. Mate, the Blues are in turmoil ever since you left. There's a bit going on down the club. I'm sure you're aware of it. But
is there?
The board. The board's falling apart. Yeah. You'd be surprised, mate, if you haven't heard about it over there. There's a bit going on.
Hasn't reached these
down
waters
there
yet
at the moment. So nah, yeah. Well, if you haven't seen it, there's bits and pieces happening there. So
yeah, right. The board. Board's
it's,
falling apart.
It's all going on. Just to update. the board's falling apart again. There's no leadership. We need to look into that.
Fuck.
We definitely need to look into that. And who would have thought a bunch of blokes with, you know, way too much money disagreeing with each other? That's incredible.
Yeah, no, I think Cripper, he's actually going to sleep at the club tonight. So if any journalists want to report about that, that's where he's going to stay tonight. We do love Cripper. Also, this is just a side note. Just want to say, on the flight over here, my skin was feeling so energetic thanks to L'Oreal Paris Men's Hydro Energetic Moisturizer.
Yeah.
I know you can see me through the camera here, but geez, it feels great.
I was about to say something.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you do look really good because before you left and before you started using that L'Oreal Paris moisturizer, you were so ugly.
Thank you.
And remember I used to say to you, oh, man, your face is so ugly.
Thank you.
But then you started using that and you look really good.
Thank you, mate. I just wanted to get that out there. That was nothing to do with the sponsorship thing we have in place. I just wanted to say that it feels great and I'm so bloody happy it was on my skin. So thank you, L'Oreal Paris Men's Hydro Energetic Moisturizer.
And would you just rant, like, I don't know if you would or not, but would you recommend it?
Recommend. Dylan, I've been going down to the pharmacies down here in Italy and saying, where is my L'Oreal Paris Men's Hydro Energetic Moisturizer? Because I can't see it, and they just come out with a bowl of pasta. I say, that's not moisturizer, that is pasta. I've had enough pasta and bread, please stop it. So, no, it's great.
Yeah, I know you didn't want to tell us that you were leaving the country like within 4 days of you actually just, you know, leaving, you let us know. But what were you actually going there for?
Recruitment, believe it or not. Out here, it's I know I'm not the grounds speaker anymore. Obviously, I got sacked from that job. I'm not allowed on the board of Carlton, so I'm over here doing some recruiting, some big Italian men over here, which I'm trying to find. So haven't found any yet. A little bit distracted with the scenery and the weather, but we will get there. We'll find a big coach or something like that. I don't know what we're going to find over here.
Hey, for all those, we are, in all seriousness, we are fans of Wanderlust, and you know what it's like when you get overseas. It's just... it feels incredible when you have an open mind on things. Has anything sort of been clear for you over there? Have you sort of had an epiphany of what you're going to do with maybe one of your businesses? You've got Dan Does Footy. Mm-hmm. You've got Big Pin Hunters. You've got Sippy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bit happening.
You got a few over
there's
there.
There's a bit happening. It's all...
So,
it's,
have you... There's a lot happening.
There is.
Have you decided anything sort of with those and...
Yes.
What you might be doing with any of
it's all being
those?
Clear to me now. Shut them all down. Time to shut up shop. I think we exit out if we can. We try and gather what we can in terms of royalties and what I'm owed, and we just shut it up. I think that's the best way to go. So everything's clearer. I might move to Italy for all I know, mate. I've become one of the country here. I'm going to Rome today. Have you been to Rome?
I have.
Recommendations for me to do anything there?
Go to the Colosseum. That's about it.
Okay, thanks. I'll do the most touristy thing ever. Thank you so much. Yep. So, no, we're over here celebrating birthdays. Anna's 30th. My father-in-law's, soon-to-be father-in-law's, he's 70th. So we had a great time there. I am coming home, which I'm sure the journalists and the AFL landscape stoked that I'll be coming home. But also, bigger news than all that is that somehow producer Sam's kicked 7 in the VAFA and he's put it in the run sheet.
Yes, he's just added that in the run sheet. No, I didn't. I wouldn't have approved of that if I'd have seen it in there. But now that we're talking about it, Big S Bones kick 7, which, to be honest, it doesn't matter what league you're playing in. 7-7.
7 is.
I would actually say that if we can go back to earlier before about maybe some goalkeeping advice down at Carlton, is there any merit in sending Sam down to Icon Park to have a one-on-one with Harry?
I think he should.
He's kicked 7 straight in the VAFA.
True. I think we get Sam down there, obviously take the mirrors down there as well, or pick him up. I don't know where the mirrors are at the moment, but get Sammy down there, a bit old S-Bone, the old goal-kicking S-Bone to kick a few with Harry. Him and Rev.
Is there anything in it that maybe Harry just needs some glasses like Sam?
Yeah, true.
Because Sam, when he plays footy, he straps his glasses onto his head.
Is Harry strapping his ankles?
No, I don't know. Because Sam straps his own ankles and shins, and he also wears those things on his glasses where they attach to the back of his head.
So Sam's running the marathon this year in footy boots as well.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard, with his ankles strapped.
Sam, if someone hits Sam's glasses on the field, he gets a free kick automatically.
We should play a game with Sammy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey, let's do a recap. Is this what we just talk about people who...
Yeah, recap.
Okay, Joro, can we...
I think this is people who just message us that want to know some stuff.
Okay, Joro, can we get a scheduled timeline for when the podcast will be good again? Oh, Joro, that boat sailed a long time ago, my friend. It hasn't been good for a long time.
Season 2.
So, yeah, go back to the start.
I don't know if it could be good again, but I will say, when are we going to get back to rescheduled timeline for the podcast? Obviously, you're back next week, and I am actually away next week, funnily enough. But after that, we will be back.
True, we will be back. I might even just go.
2 episodes a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to be, we might even have some potentially, hopefully, like 17 sponsors an episode.
I might just go and do one out next week and just do a journalist special on the landscape of where I see things.
Yeah.
Just to see if any sponsors would love getting on top of that.
Hey, let's move on to the round review then. Sydney versus Carlton. Dan, thoughts? What are you thinking about the game on the weekend?
We've spoken about these nuff-nuffs enough, these Carlton Footy Club. They know that they're not in the place that they want to be. We know that the boys listen to us. They listen to the podcast and they take what we say pretty serious. So disappointing. Yes, everyone said it, but Sydney, they're going to be good for a long time, old Sydney Swans. The Lizard.
Oh, they are.
There's a lot of...
How good was he?
Mate, there's a lot of you in the Lizard. I can imagine you just running off halfback in the Neville, but the skill just wasn't there. Very similar.
Yeah, it's the same intention, that the Lizard has. It's just that, like, wrap the ball under the arm and just make it up as you go. Thing was, I don't have a creative bone in my body. So it was more just you know, bless them with pace and just run off. And then the awesome thing was, you've got like a few gun key forwards like Luke Mitchell and Big Matty Watson hitting up at the footy in the twos. So that's what you want.
Yeah, and just hitting their shins, lace out, was awesome.
And then when I'd hit them on my shin, I'd be like, boys, fucking hell, get there.
Lead faster. Hawthorn, I didn't watch this game. I'm assuming you did. Hawthorn ran over the Saints.
Hey, Sydney game. Yeah, we're going back again. What do you make of the dust up in the rooms after the game?
The dust up?
Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Oh, so this would be good content for you. There was a dust up with the board. So one of the board members, that's it. One of the board members has come in and he said, oh, I'm not happy, Luke Sayers. And they've had a bit of an altercation in the rooms, and then he's been sacked off the board the next day.
Wow, that is actually genuinely news to me. That's unreal. That's something I'd do and lose my job just in the heat of a moment. That is crazy. I don't hate that.
I think it was Diesel.
Mate, at least someone bloody... It was Diesel. Diesel's gone nuts.
No,
Diesel's lost the plot.
It wasn't Diesel.
Look, board members are funny things, aren't they? Because really... What does a board member do? They just give advice and then someone else makes a decision. Like, I could be a board member. We could be board members, really. Like, no one really cares what we have to say. But, yeah, I'm still worried about Caro's arrow. That one really hurt. The Caro's arrow, that hit Cripper in the Achilles. Because I've done 4 Achilles injuries, and I know that when you get hit there, it fucking hurts.
I've also done an Achilles injury.
You have.
I've also done
So imagine an arrow in there.
Yes, yes. It's Cripper did a good little post and said he wasn't happy. I think they've retracted a statement as well on the Twitter about them reporting that the boys were in the hotel when they obviously weren't. But just on the board, after game, did you ever think after a game as a player, like, oh, I just want to go out there and impress the board members today? Was that ever cross your mind when you were running around?
I did. I used to think like, okay, I've got mum and dad tickets. Can't wait to obviously have three touches in front of dad. He's come from Adelaide.
Just hope the board members are proud.
And fingers crossed the whole board is here because I'm going to show them that I deserve another 1 year contract. No, I never did. Missed that opportunity to impress them, unfortunately.
We love you guys. Hawthorn ran over the Saints if you didn't see it. Kaczynski, not bloody Kaczynski from the Saints, Kaczynski from the Hawks, kicked a big goal and Bruce marked it and got booed. Bad sportsmanship from St Kilda. We don't know what the bloody hell is wrong with St Kilda at the moment. Firstly, you're not going that well. Secondly, don't boo Luke Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's getting to a point where it's actually, I'll throw up myself if I hear the fans boo Bruce again. He's done nothing but being a premiership player. He's been a loyal player to that footy club. And now we've got opposition fans going to the game specifically to boo him. I even hear it at home games. So I don't know what's happening at Hawthorn. If you're a Hawthorn fan, why are you going to boo such a loyal member of the footy club? Good win, Sam Mitchell. Caro obviously apologised.
Right, I'm right, mate. I'll fucking spew if I hear that again.
I'll vomit on myself.
Yeah,
Melbourne got done. Yeah, they got done, Melbourne. You watched that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're watching a lot of footy?
Yeah, Melbourne got done by the Dockers, man.
Old Luke Jackson.
Luke Jackson, best one against his old team.
Footy Live, and I checked the stats.
Brayshaw and Sarong are very good in the mid combo.
They were, and you're not reading that off the run sheet at all. That's from your own observation. Yeah, look, didn't watch it, obviously. Yep. Was down the street working it. Had to get me on shoulders, but I'm sure Luke Jackson, he got best against his old team, I see here. So thank you, Sam, for putting that in. Oh, your boys went down to Kidney Park against your boys.
Huge game for the Giants. Now, I actually played a game for the Giants. I played two games for the Giants, but one of the games I played,
Sorry, I don't know why I found that funny. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's not funny. Played two games for the Giants, and at my first game, I actually debuted against the Cats at Cardinia Park at the GMHBA Stadium. I think we got beat by about 87 points, and I got dropped. I was the only player to get dropped after that game.
Yep.
Funnily enough.
Squeezed you out.
Is that when you were leading in front of Jeremy?
No, that was the next game I got dropped for having too much. The next game, the excuses for me getting dropped was I was too much of a focal point going inside 50 and they couldn't have Jeremy Cameron, you know, them not kicking the ball to Jeremy Cameron. I kicked two goals, but Leon's exact words were the boys were getting distracted going inside 50 and we need them to kick the ball to Jeremy Cameron. Well, how about Jeremy Cameron just f***ing leads harder at the footy? Okay? Like, what's my problem that I'm just hitting up at the ball? I'm hitting up at the leg too much. Like I kicked two, Leon.
Blessing and a curse to be able to lead with absolute intensity, isn't it? Just over and over again.
Like, what's the problem with me leading at intensity at the pill?
Yeah, you're dragging your defender in front of Jezza. Don't care, I'm going with intensity.
Has anyone ever died from leading too hard at the ball? No.
That's very good by you.
Anyway, I got dropped and never played again. Anyway, back to where we were. I don't even know where it was, but I think I was playing against the Giants. Oh, that's it. Yes. No, it wasn't West Coast. Never played again after that. Played up there, got beat by 87 points. So what? My debut on the weekend, they have Toby's 200th game. Cool? They win. So you're saying to me, Giants, Toby's 200th is more important than my debut.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm glad you haven't held on to this and you're not going to deviate from the Giants just beating Geelong in a 200th game of Toby's and trying to make it all about you. I'm glad that you've let that go. You're happy that Toby obviously plays 200th and the Giants won.
Yeah, they did. I've actually got a funny story, actually. So on the weekend, I had my brother-in-law's 30th. It was down at a house and... We were having some fun times. Mm. And the theme for the 30th was 1993 Melbourne Cup.
Oh, I remember that one.
Which is really fun. So, he was born in 1993, so he got dressed up as a 1993 Melbourne Cup. Old suits alike. Anyway, this part has nothing to do with the story. But it was on a Saturday night when the game was on Geelong and Giants. Otherwise, I would have been there, obviously, to support the boys down at Geelong. And... just the funny story at the party was, there's my mate there. Now, do you remember a while ago I told you the story? Do you remember the guy that I was telling you a story about a long time ago, how I had the 7-iron and I threw it and it hit him in the shin?
Yes, I could forget, yes.
Yeah, so that was my brother-in-law. That was my brother-in-law's brother-in-law. And ever since that moment, as you can understand, he doesn't really like me anymore from that moment, okay? So there's a bit of hostility when you get there, mix in a bit of alcohol, he's not happy. And then we get to the time where... we're doing a running race and we're doing a bit of a horse race. And anyway, there's already some banter going back and forward. He wants to beat me. He wants to trip me because obviously I, you know, nearly fractured his fibula with my 7-iron all those years ago. We haven't seen each other since. Anyway, it's getting pretty heated and there's a few beers being had. Anyway, we get to the running race and we line up at the running race. As you remember, I'm very quick.
You are
again.
Very
quick. Almost too quick for my own good because the decision making off the halfback flank when you're running that quick, it's very hard to make a decision and you often hit your shin with the ball.
True.
Anyway, again, this has nothing to do with the story. But we're racing. We're off. Poor Craig, his name is. So he's already disadvantaged in life. His name's Craig. He's behind me. He's trying that hard to catch me, to trip me up, that he overstrides and tears the fuck out of his hamstring. Like, I'm talking like, damn, like, bad hamstring. Like, I turn around to look for him. I see him on the ground. He's slapping the ground like this on the ground. It looks like a player, like, looks like, you know when Ben Cousins did his hammy when he came back for Richmond and he's like on the ground just like slapping his hammy on the ground? I'm talking 3 to 4 week, grade 4 hamstring. He had to get picked up. We had to take him inside. An hour later, he resurfaced. He's in like a tracksuit, comes out, and he had to sit down for the rest of the party and just like, so like when we'd move over, we played a bit of, you know, a few drinking games later on. He just couldn't even enjoy the night, poor Craig. So a big shout out to him. Hope you're listening, Craig. And yeah, hope the hammy recovers in about 7 to 8 weeks.
That is unbelievable. That is great. Oh, that's probably one of your best stories, actually.
Well, thanks, mate.
Poor Craig.
And then, yeah, watch the Giants Giants game on TV. So that's how that story comes
so,
back
so
into
I think,
that.
What, in a long way of saying you're pretty happy the Giants beat Geelong. Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. Okay, yeah, yep. We got there. West Coast got done by Essendon. They're getting done by everyone to really care about this game.
No.
They should maybe just have a run in the waffle for a bit, the old Eagles. Richmond
yep.
got done by Port. I saw the score update. Obviously, do the time zone difference for that, so I didn't watch that one. Zach Butters, is he winning the Brownlow or something?
Yes, I would know. I speak to him fairly often because he's one of my mates, actually. Zach Butters. Yeah, one of my mates, been on the podcast and stuff. Yep. So is he winning the Brownlow? Yeah, he could be. It's possible. Mm. It's possible. So, yeah.
He's a good player. A good player. Very good player.
Yeah,
for a long time. Collingwood just keep doing what they're doing best, I think. They beat North by 35. Only by 35. Sam and I messaged actually before this game, and he said that the line at 9 goals was an insult. And well done, Sam. You kicked 7, and you were right about this as well. It was an insult. So we apologise to North Melbourne, but not their fans because they're aggressive, as we know.
Jaden Stevenson coming up against his old
mob. Oh, they would have definitely booed him. That's weird, though, because Bruce wasn't at the ground.
Also has joined the podcast game I've seen, Jaden Stevenson.
Speaks. Him and Jado. Is it Jado Speaks? Is that a different one that I've seen?
Jado and the
Ducks
Bull.
Truths.
The king goes. Don't start on the duck,
the
Dan.
King goes bang. I'm Wayne Carey.
Don't you.
Wayno, it's time for my
Dan.
Truth.
Don't, Dan. No. We don't want to go
the
there.
I'm king and I want to talk. I'm Wayne Carey. Respect me when I say this about North Melbourne and the other meet. I actually am very similar to Wayne Carey. Now think about it. We have the same content.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't have thought so.
Wayne and I are making waves over here in Italy.
Actually, true. You're both just really bringing down the traditional media.
Fucking idiots, aren't we?
It's getting damaging for me to be aligned with your your media. Just so you know, if you ever get cancelled, I'm going to say he's been on a downward spiral for a long time, and I've just been continuing the show. I've just been continuing the show to try and support him through the hard times. But yeah, it's
interesting. That's the conversation you had on the flight to Cobram Estate as well. So thanks for just having my back all the time.
Yeah.
I know you're definitely.
No, I did. They said Dan's this, Dan's that. I said Dan's a good guy.
It's misunderstood.
Right? He's going through some things.
Yeah.
He's got a couple businesses that he's building at the moment, and we just need
support
to
support him.
Respect
Do
him.
We get any free oil out of that?
We did, yeah, we got some free oil. Hey, by the way, remember our friend Charlie from Cobram Estate?
Yes.
I think that they want to jump on the payroll, to be honest. I think they're keen to do some stuff
Come
with
on board, because that's exactly what I've been trying to find over here. I've been trying to find L'Oreal.
Get the slide, oil it up, and let's slide
that's
it. On it.
Let's body slam ourselves on some oil. Adelaide beat the Lions. Rochelle and Rankin, they are guns.
Yeah.
They're guns, man. Rankin is the best small forward. Actually, Toby's the best small forward. Rankin's the second best small forward in the league.
Yeah, I love Rochelle as well, to be completely honest. I really like him.
I like the Crows.
Victorian, too.
Is he?
That's
bring him home, is what I say to all the Vics that go to state. Yeah. I say, bring the boy home.
Yeah. Get him in the big V.
So aggressive.
He wants to play on the G.
He wants to play in front of 65,000 for North Melbourne on a Sunday. He doesn't want to be in Adelaide playing finals. Well, no, that's the great update from us. That was that was Wayne's truths. Bob the duck. Notes for Dill, read by Dan. Jared Wright.
I just realised Sam's taking his headphones off. He's not laughing at anything, and he was giggling a little bit. Are you listening to the show? Oh, he can't hear anything. So I keep looking at him going, that was funny, and he's not listening to any of the show.
Yes, okay. Notes for Dill, read by Dan. Jared Wright, talk us through your headache clinic.
Oh, the headache clinic. Obviously, I've been trying to get an appointment there. Do I have to bloody...
Oh, yeah. Nothing?
Who do I have to make out with to get an appointment at my headache clinic? Like, honestly, I've got a migraine. Help
me. Sorry about your headaches.
You're giving me a bigger headache trying to get a booking.
Yeah, well, that's a great advertisement for all headache clinics. Ryan King, Dill needs WD-40 in the hips for that golf swing. I'm seeing this a lot. Run us through your recent golf stuff.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot. Yeah, no, it's getting worse, to be honest, Ryan King. Mm. Had a game today, actually, which was really fun. I don't know, Ryan King. I'd love to see you hit a ball,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, Ryan, you idiot. Jack Challies, why is Dan called Sushi Chest?
That is an interesting question. It's because my understanding is the fact that you used to, when you were up living on the Gold Coast, there was up there, if anyone lives on the Gold Coast, they've got the sushi trains. And one day, the boys walked in and you were there with your host family at the time, who lived on Cavill Ave. They were eating sushi off your
that
chest.
That is right.
And you were just like laying on your back on the sushi train, and you were just like, you had sushi on your chest. And everyone's like, that's super
That's
weird.
Right. I can't argue that. That was right. I went to sushi train in Narang, and the boys rolled in, and, you know, behold their eyes, I was down back on the train, just spinning around the train around all the customers with a teriyaki bowl on my chest.
With salmon nigiri.
Mm. So there is truth in that.
Aburi salmon.
Yes, Sagozzi salmon. Sonny Breen, Brownie v. Goz boxing match with Dill v. Sauce undercard. I saw you and Sosco doing something today. I would assume that bridge you've burnt is being put out.
Look, when you burn a bridge as bad as that, it's never going to take one time.
You shouldn't burn bridges.
You have to rebuild. It's like, yeah, well, I learned from the best, my friend. You've got to, it's going to take a while, but there was baby steps today to us rekindling it.
Okay, so you gave him a putter. Okay. You gave him one of your 60 putters that you have.
No,
okay.
I didn't.
Max Razooms. Max didn't change his last name at all to Razooms. Dill, would you breastfeed if you could to help? It's so weird.
Max is going very well. I appreciate the question. Yep. He's going very well. 8 weeks old and geez, he's given me some nice little giggles and things. He's a good boy, very, very good boy. Would I breastfeed? I wouldn't. Juz does a great job at that. I do use the bottle sometimes when she, you know, expresses some milk and I'll help out, but I don't know if I'd really want anyone sucking on my nipples.
No, well, you can't even produce milk, so that'd be a bit weird if someone walked in and I'm on a sushi train and you're breastfeeding. Joel Hunt, what is the most profound thing you've learned as a young father? This is actually a good question.
This actually is a good question, mate. To be honest, there's actually so much cool shit out there that you do learn. I reckon the craziest thing ever that I've learned is the fact that if the baby, say, needs a certain vitamin or mineral, like, into its body, the saliva from the baby's mouth goes onto the nipple. That saliva goes into the breast and teaches the breast, it communicates to the breast what sort of like vitamin and mineral it needs to be made. That gets added into the breast milk and then back into the baby.
That's actually pretty cool. That's amazing.
That's unbelievable. And even also other things like if Juz kisses Max like on the forehead or on the cheek, the saliva and stuff of the skin does the same thing where it like sends back messages into her body to like make up immunity and things like that. It's fucking unbelievable.
That is wild.
Man. It's actually
that
crazy.
Is really. I appreciate that. Maybe we should do a weekly thing that you come back with a profound father thing because that was actually really cool.
I will. Thank you. Notes to Dan, read by Dill. Matto Clappin, any more spots left at your wedding? Now, have you had any sponsorships? How is the wedding going? Obviously, a big shout out to Anna for her wedding and her birthday, obviously. 30 years old. Congratulations to her. That's fantastic. How's the wedding planning going? And what date was it again? Because I am very busy that time of year.
You will be there, as you've already said. So thank you. I know you have a lot going on, but you'll be there. Yeah, wedding planning is going okay. Very, very tough, organized to, you know, it's a tough thing to organize and plan because there's so many moving parts. You know, you've got your flowers, you've got your lights, you've got your dietary requirements, you've got so many things that you need to be on top of. So we're just surviving. We've got invoices coming out of, you know, places we didn't think an invoice would come out of. So it's good. And we're still giving away, we're giving away the 5 spots to my wedding. So stay tuned. By the end of the year, the 5 lucky cloggers will be at a table at my wedding. So very happy and honored to give you guys that experience on my day.
Love that. Regan Hill, Vossie's obviously been in your ear about the mid-season draft, all the and all their issues, etc. They don't have many ruckmans at the moment. Obviously, our boy Strength Pitternet signed a 4-year deal.
Huge. That's very impressive for Strength.
There must have been a lot of interest out there from a lot of other clubs to offer a contract that substantial.
No, not really. I wouldn't have thought. But yeah, look, good effort to get 4 years. 4 years for a ruckman, that's very good at the moment. I mean, ruckman, you say it all the time, we're just like horses back in the day when you
literally
had
a waste
cart.
Of fucking space.
Yeah, well, yep.
A waste of space.
Brutal, but not really. So well done, Vossy.
I just like to call them, you know what I call you guys? Door frame checkers. Just to check if the door frame's stable, run at it as hard as you can with your forehead.
You do. You've always said that as well. So Vossie and I are talking. You said, do you want to come out of retirement? I said, you wish, buddy. Not in your wildest dreams, Taylor Swift. So not going to come out of retirement, no.
Regan Hill, that we just read. I was just checking. The real Dale Dunn said, you need to realise that jokes aren't funny when you say them for the 25th time.
Oh, you need to realise that your name's a fucking the real Dale Dunn, you dickhead. Like there was another Dale Dunn that we didn't know exist.
Sam Ickowicks, looking for a place in St Kilda. Where is the best place to rent?
I don't know.
Now, that's a good question.
I don't know. Please don't ask me. Please go to our show, Real Estate Tour, Fraser Lack. He will put you in the right direction.
Now, Dan, I actually saw, funny you bring that up, I actually saw Fraser Lack is actually in Italy at the moment. Did you guys have a joint holiday together?
We are. Fraser and I, he's in the pool right now. He's just looking for some little villas to buy and flip and rent. So, no, Fraser and I do want to see him. I'd love to see him. We love him. He's a fan of the show. He's part of the furniture. So, yet to run into the great man.
Love that. Jacko Alexander, how's the Toyota trail testing going on the back?
Good. Thank you, Jacko. As you know, I'm a member of the Revel Fitness family. I don't like to say clubs because we're family. You know, when I'm in there at 5 a.m., I stay till 6 and I actually do a round of applause, like a guard of honor for the 6 a.m. class. We're a family, man. I'm doing so many back exercises. They've started filming a new film on my back in mountain places. So it's good that they got the Toyotas there and a film set on my back as well, just filming some stuff. So it's a lot to carry around.
You could even look at maybe doing a little vineyard, an Italian vineyard on your
back. Actually, that's funny you say that. I bloody saw a winemaker on my back yesterday. I was like, what are you doing there? He's like, oh, great terrain for some vineyards. I said, well, jump on.
Dan does wine. Mate, this is a serious one, and this has been asked a lot of times for the audience, but how's the SBS over there? Have you been able to get a connection to SBS at the moment? Have you spoken to your dad since the last show? Man. What's been the updates with the SBS?
It's not a
on the couch.
It's not a GMZ, but I'm telling you, the SBS here is naughty as. It's so naughty. Like it's
would big Mark Gorringe, what would he be doing over there if he was in Italy at the moment?
He'd be sharing a room and he'd be checking over my shoulder to see if I'm asleep, and then he'd just be at the scenes and the SBS. I'm asleep next to, like, it's awesome. It's really good stuff here. So I'm missing the great man and the SBS channel. I'll put it that way.
So would he be downstairs on the couch?
No, we'd be sharing a same bed. I'd be sleeping. I'd be rolled over. The old Mark would be going to.
That's too far. You just take it way too far, man. Like, he's just, what is wrong with you, honestly? That was a funny joke, and now you've ruined it. Can't ever use it again.
Sorry. Up late with hot dogs.
Gullivan, shut up about priority. Shut up about priority pick. Us intellectuals are actually trying to listen.
Shut up, Gullivan, you idiot.
Fair enough. Jake Wilkie, don't ever cheat on your barber. You think your haircuts are bad? Why do you see that OG barber?
Okay, that sounded like that was Billy Gowers. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you cheat on your OG barber?
I did cheat on Bill Cut. Unfortunately, I was in the city, just wanted to cut, and I'm so sorry, Billy. I didn't mean to do that. And if you need a haircut, go see Bill Cut in Port Melbourne. He's very, very good at what he does.
Yeah, buddy, he's handing out a bag of sausages after the haircuts these days. He's an absolute butcher, that bloke.
Whoa, how's your hair going these days?
Yeah, no, it's growing lots, especially at the front. So, no, it's good.
That's good. It's good, looking good.
Yeah.
All right, now time for a segment you've been waiting for. You've missed out the last couple of weeks. GMZ, play my sting.
GMZ, GMZ.
Well, well, well. So a couple of weeks off, I come back and I bring the absolute truth. I'm not like these other journalists out there making rumours up just for clickbait or, you know, mongering, as they say. So I have one this week that I've written down here, and it's to do with the Tasmanian Devils. They'll be called the Tasmanian Devils. One. So there's your first scoop. And the coach will be, it's a two-horse race, Leon Cameron or Dimmer.
Wow.
So that's my GMZ this week. Watch this space on that. That'll be announced soon because they'll have to play in the VFL before they play in the AFL. So that coach will be there for a couple of years prior to actually coming to the AFL.
I actually, Dan, was thinking they should be going after someone with a bit more experience in this space. A real motivator of men, and should be, you know, knocking on the door of Kevin Sheed.
Oh, Kevin or Rodney Ead.
I was thinking Kevin.
Yes.
Because don't you let anyone intimidate you!
I dominate you! Well! That is right. Maybe they should get a Kevin as a senior coach and Rodney as the assistant coach and just drain the confidence out of these young Tasmanian men so that they never believe they can beat the teams like your Hawthorns or
Don't you let anyone dominate you!
You guys are missing targets. You guys are terrible young men. So I'm with you, Dil. Maybe they get one of those two. But that's my GMD this week, those coaches.
Ah, fantastic. I was thinking Kevin. So we'll see where that lands. It sounds like it's a four-horse race now.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. It is a four-horse race.
Fantastic. As GMZ, as usual, people who, Danny Boy, people who, we love it. Play that sting, Sammy Boy.
People who, we hate the things that these people do.
Harvey Hall, people who leave a club after being dropped from the twos to the threes.
Well, yeah. I mean, opportunities. It's all about opportunities in this caper, as you would know. I would never leave a club based on opportunities. No. I'm loyal. I don't take sign-ons. Once I'm in a footy club, I'm part of the furniture forever.
I actually heard a funny story on the weekend about this being, and I won't name names. We might actually have to see if we can fact check this and get this person on, because I think we both do know them. I actually heard it from someone that we know, that we also know this person, but I don't know if the story's fact checked. But the story was that this one player left a club because the coach of the team that he was playing at refused to put him in the best. And each week, you know, this player was walking off the field going, I definitely deserve to be in the best, and just never got in the best. So he left the club.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I think that's true as well. Very true.
We'll have to go and have a listen to that and make sure we get it there.
Wasn't that you at Carlton VFL?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they actually asked me to leave, unfortunately. MW Rossi, but I wouldn't complain either, because I think that's absolute horseshit. And you know what it comes down to? Corruption. Yeah. Corruption in coaching circles. Now, we speak about, on a serious note, they talk about, oh, it's so hard to be a coach, so hard to be a coach. What? It's so hard to be fucking corrupt. Honestly. Yeah,
not easy.
No wonder they're stressed, mate. They're so corrupt.
Yeah. W. Rossi, people who make overpriced putters their entire personality. Wow. Okay. This is very personal.
That found like a personal attack.
How many putters we got now?
Oh, I think about seven.
Any newies as I've been gone?
Nah, no newies as yet. No newies. I was seeing if you could bring back some Italian-made ones for me.
Yeah, Italian power builds. I'll get those for you. Brody Anderson. People who ring up talkback radio complaining about one umpiring error 3 days ago.
Yeah, just shut up. I must admit, I actually did tune into some talkback radio after the Carlton game on the weekend just to see what was going in the airwaves. After that one did go viral around. I must admit, very sad, but also incredible humour. Not laughing at the situation, laughing at the hindsight and the caller, and maybe they weren't meaning to be funny, but it was very funny when that caller from Carlton did call up and they said, Ashley Hansen said that no one is listening to outside noise. Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should. That was genuinely the best call I've ever heard. And he's probably
so
right.
Like, I know Dan does footy. Like, we take the piss, we laugh, we go off. Like, we ride the highs, we're like up there, and then we ride the lows and we give it out. But you got to be super angry to jump on a 3RW or whatever it might be, wait online for your turn, and then launch yourself when you've waited 15 minutes.
I love it. Absolutely love it. People who say arxed rather than arse, that's annoying.
That is so annoying. That's really annoying. It's very noticeable when someone's saying arxed.
Juz really annoys me when she says pud instead of put. I'm like, Juz, there's no D. It's put. It's not pud.
Can you put your putters away?
Yeah, literally. Bo Scoble, people who go back and take set shots when there's no chance of making the distance. Oh, that is seriously annoying.
Love him. Love them both. Jesse Motlop and Jack Sinclair. No, not Jack Sinclair. Missy Higgins, St Kilda.
Jack Higgins,
notorious for it. Boys, come on, just give it off.
Long points.
Give it off to just a runner who can make the distance or pull it top of the square.
Coach killers, boys. No long points.
Yeah.
Fucking number one rule.
Put it at the hot spot.
Matthew Arciali. People who tell you when to turn the snags in the canteen barbecue. Mate, that's so annoying. It's like, I am in control of these tongs. Piss off. When someone tries to give you advice on cooking, I reckon it's actually seriously frustrating.
Yeah, the barbecue is notorious where everyone comes out and they cook a barbecue better than the person cooking it.
Have you actually seen my new business that I'm starting, Dan? I didn't want to scare you again with another one.
Oh, my God. What is it?
Did you see what happened on the weekend with Dildo's cooking?
Dildo's barbecue? Oh, my God.
No, Dildo's cooking.
Eggs. What the fuck happened to your eggs?
They were yummy. Very yummy eggs.
You're going to compete with Christian Petrarca on track cooking, whatever he does.
Yeah. I'm going against Petrarca. He's fucking sold out, mate. He's with Coles and he's with Safeway. And, mate, whatever happened to coming back and just going to NQR or going to Aldi and just getting whatever's cheap and just cooking some shit eggs on a Saturday morning hungover, honestly. That's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm bringing back that culture. It doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to get it on your plate, good flavours, hearty, warm, nice meal on a Saturday morning.
You literally cooked those eggs like so bad. They're like rubber. It would have tasted like rubber.
Nah, they're beautiful. I love eggs. I love my eggs very crispy.
So every Sunday, I reckon, you just give us a breakfast update of what you're cooking.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
Dildo's cooking.
We'd love that. Joshua Montour. People who knock on a toilet cubicle door and ask if anyone is in there when it's engaged.
Fucking, what do you think? I'd fucking go in the cubicle, engage it, climb back under on my stomach just so you can, like, yes, it's engaged, you idiot.
In there?
I am in here right now.
Hey, anyone in there? Yeah, mate, I'm just fucking standing in here sending a text. Sorry, I'll be out soon. What the fuck do you think we're doing, mate? We're not just in here for Ben Sagabini.
Oh, it's so annoying.
So funny.
So, so annoying. All right, moving on, my friend. List clogger of the week. Quickly, we'll run through it. I'm going with Josh Newton's suggestion this week. He went with Lachie Schultz from Fremantle, pick 57. This guy's a great story. I actually heard on Backchat podcast that he was some form of a tradie playing for Williamstown. They wanted to invite him over to do a fitness test. He said, no thanks, we're going to Bali with the boys. He still got picked up and he's now dominating for the Freo Dockers. So I love Lachie Schultz.
Love that. Yeah, I am a big fan of that. I'm also, mine this week is going to be Wayne Carey and the Truth podcast. A podcast that's on the rise. It's not your big hitters. It's not.
Dan, you can't. That's my priority pick this week.
It's not your big podcast like your Dylan Friends or your SEN Talk Back with Gary and Tim. It's not one of those. It's a podcast on the rise that's struggling. No, seriously, I pick Paddy Parnell. He's been very good for Adelaide. Very good for Adelaide. Tyler.
He has been.
Hindbrain actually suggested it for us. So 25 touches in the weekend. Very, very good player.
Yeah, we love it. Hey, last but not least, my friend, I want to talk to you a little bit about Priority Pick. Obviously, sting me first.
You're now listening to Priority Pick.
Hey guys, massive shout out to you at Priority Pick. Just want to say how much I love you, how much I appreciate you all, and how special you are to me. Because look, while these 2 weeks has been gone, all I've been thinking about is I just wanted to talk to you guys. I just wanted to just literally get out of here and just say a big shout out to Priority Pick. And I'm sorry that Dan left and that it was really hard to get going, but leave it to me, guys. I want to come back and I've got some content for you all. So I just want to say I love you guys so much.
Awesome. What have you got? You've got nothing, have you?
All right, I do. Now, I actually got this one from a good friend of mine, Dan. You might not know him. His name's Gary Lyon.
His name was Wayne.
We were talking about this on the private jet that we're heading over to Cobram Estate on, when myself, Nick Riewoldt, Eric Banner, and myself, and Brendan Favola, Harry McGuire's goal-kicking coach, we were on the way over to Cobram on our private jet, and we'll just talk at Turkey. We're just talking about Eric Banner's movies
just
and
lads.
Gary Lyon and Tim on SEN and Rui living over in the States and Brendan's goal kicking and my, all the things I've got going on. Dill's cooking and things like that.
That was on the
plane. I'm doing and I'm really excited about. And by the way, just a quick story. I think Eric Banner hates me, to be honest. I fucked up.
Oh, you kept doing that joke like, oh, don't turn into the Hulk, Eric. We're on a plane. It's a small plane. Don't turn into the Hulk.
Nah, even worse. Like, you know, the worst thing you can do is like when an AFL player's with you.
Take your pants off.
You go up and be like, oh, I'm a massive Blues fan, man. And people just go, oh, no, that straight away is not good. The first thing I went up and did to Eric Banner was I walked up and said, oh, Eric, mate, oh, I love The Dry. What a film.
No.
And straight away he was just like, get the fuck
away
from me.
Good.
So
not good.
Yeah, he hates me. But anyway, he was a great guy, and it was great going on that private jet with all my good mates. Look forward to doing that again with them. So my pick is that we were talking about, man, Garrigan. We're talking about a few things, and he says, Dylan, you know, you got let go too early and all these bits and pieces. I said, yes. He goes, Dylan's cooking's fantastic on Sundays. I said, thank you very much, Gary, but let's get to the point and talk about some content. He said, look, Dylan, I've got one for you. It's called Chimp Empire.
Chimp Empire.
Okay. Mm. Have you seen it? It's a four-part docu-series on Netflix. Mm. It is, Dan, it is genuinely unbelievable. It talks about chimpanzees in the Ngogo forest in Uganda. Mm. There's two separate families. Mm. One's the central hub, one's the western group, and they just go to battle against each other, man. It talks about how one of them becomes the alpha, and you know, all the like the cinematography of this thing is fucking incredible. So I think I've sold it really well. I'm going to go before I ruin it, but it is genuinely awesome. Check it out, The Chimp Empire on
Thank
Netflix.
Thank you, mate. I'm going to not go to Rome today. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch the four seasons of The Chimp Empires.
It's just four episodes, but yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Thank you, mate. Hey. Great recommendation. All right. Great ep. Thank you for everything.
Great ep, man. And the other one before you ruined it was go and have a listen to The Truth by Wayne.
Yes, Wayne's on his podcast talking about his career and the media and how he was hard done by. So go and support Wayne Carey, the duck, and he's talking about his career and those incidents.
Okay, Dan, we're going now. Dan, remember you are coming back to Melbourne. Just so you remember.
Around.
No, Dan, stop. All right, see you, mate.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.